Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. All right, Charlie.
Ah.
This week, President Obama signed a spending and revenue bill called H.R. 1586. Of course, it's also known by the official title, and what is that?
Please get off my back, Bill.
That's close. It's kind of like Congress in naming this bill was playing the final game on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
What? It's the lightning fill in the blank bill? Or the lightning fill in the, it's the fill in the blank bill? It's literally the fill in the blank
that
bill?
That is very much, that's pretty damn close. That is exactly right. The blank act of blank is the name of the bill itself.
The blank act of
maybe
blank?
It was just obscene. Maybe it was the Stephen Slater bill. Bleep off, you congressional bleeps.
Well, it's interesting. So here's what happened. So the bill actually deals with Medicaid and taxes and creates an education jobs fund. It's very specific stuff, but Congress rushed it through so quickly that apparently no one had time to fill in the title field at the top of the Microsoft Word bill template. Yeah. When the little thing came up and said, I see you're writing a bill, they just skipped it. Now, the Senate signed it when it was called the blank act of blank at the top, and unless they wanted to start all over again, the House had to sign it in the exact same form, not changing a thing. And now that Obama has signed the bill, it is called the blank act of blank, and the blanks will get filled in via the little-known constitutional Mad Libs provision, which requires any missing legislative nouns to be supplied by a committee of nine-year-olds. So we should all get ready for H.R. 1586, the Boogers Act of Doo-Doo.
Exactly, yeah.